What they set up for her was a controlled drug buy. They put her as an undercover guy wearing a wire, right? So she's undercover wearing a wire. She's got no training in this kind of stuff. They give her $13,000 in cash.
Hello.
Send her to these two drug dealers who have known felony records, violent guys that she'd never met before in her life. $13,000 to go buy 1,500 ecstasy pills, 2 ounces of cocaine, and a handgun. They send this 23-year-old college student who basically does a little weed with her friends, doesn't do any hard drugs, never met these guys before in her life, has no training in undercover operations, to go with $13,000, 1,500 ecstasy pills, 2 ounces of cocaine, and a handgun. And the police say, don't worry, we got you covered. We can hear the wire, we'll keep watching you, everything will be okay. Well, guess what? Everything was not okay. She goes out to make the controlled buy. The two drug dealers, you think they might have figured out something was up. You think when the 23-year-old girl, the girl next door, you know, sweet, fresh-faced girl they've never met before, all of a sudden, out of the blue, out of nowhere, 13 grand, 1,500 ecstasy pills, 2 ounces of coke, and a handgun? Yeah, they figured it out all right. They took her away from the controlled buy, they led her down an old country road in Florida, and they shot her in the back of the head. Shot her in the back of the head. Here's where it gets worse. The cops lost track of her for 36 hours. And that's how she died. So that's why I do this, and I want to thank you all for coming out to HempFest. And remember, people like Rachel Morningstar Hoffman, the real victims of this war on drugs, it's got to end now. We are the generation that's going to do it. Peace out. Radical Russ out. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Russ, thank you so much, and thank you for talking about Rachel. I did know about her, but I didn't know the whole story. We also lost Tim Guerin locally, who was denied a liver transplant last April. He died as well because he's a medical marijuana patient.